Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative is renting space in an office park just west of Milwaukee. The space is pretty sterile, white walls and blue doors. Donated artwork sits on the floor while folders and boxes have overtaken a few of the cubicles. Bob DeVita says this is where it will all happen.
We're not sitting in the corporate somewhere else. We're corporate right here. This is it.
DeVita is CEO of the new nonprofit healthcare cooperative. It has no shareholders and it's owned and governed by members, of which there are none right now. DeVita says he doesn't expect Common Ground to be the cheapest option in Wisconsin, but
we're going to be competitive. Maybe not everywhere on every product, but competitive enough.
Common Ground is one of 24 new health insurance co-ops nationwide, hoping to make their mark in an industry that large for-profit companies dominate. Think Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Humana.
The conventional wisdom is you got to be big and you got to bring market to the providers or they won't make a deal with you. So we're not big and we don't have the market, right? We're new and we have no enrollees yet.
Still, DeVita says Common Ground has succeeded at inking deals with two healthcare networks, Aurora and Trilogy.
We said essentially a very simple message. If you want us around, you got to give us a deal. If you don't want us around, don't give us a deal. And people said, yeah, we're going to give you a deal.
The federal government has handed out more than $2 billion in low-interest loans to help new insurers get off the ground and be competitive in the new marketplace. Common Ground Healthcare Co-op has an operating budget of $2 million and employs 18 people. While in theory it will compete with major players in the insurance field, Bob Connolly says nonprofits target different customers. Connolly is chairman of the co-op's board.
We were working on this long before the Affordable Care Act came along because the essential problem we address is the inability of individuals and small businesses and nonprofits to buy affordable health care in this market.
Connolly says he knows firsthand how challenging it is for small players to negotiate decent insurance plans.
I own a small business. I've got two employees. I'm paying $4,600 a month. It's $55,000 a year. I just got my rate increase November 1st. 12.8% increase they just gave me today.
Connolly says the goal of the co-op is to focus on those who need the most help. Bill Omican is president of Cooperative Network. It's an association of more than 600 member-owned businesses in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Omican served on the board that developed the criteria for new healthcare co-ops. He says where they exist, healthcare costs are typically cheaper than elsewhere.
So, for example, in Madison, Wisconsin, typically, Madison is viewed as being one of the low-cost or lowest-cost markets in the state of Wisconsin for health insurance. In fact, Group Health Cooperative, which is based in Madison, has been rated over the past several years as one of the highest, I think last year, the sixth highest-rated health care plan in the nation out of over 380 that were measured.
He says like most new things, it will take a couple of years for the new marketplace to play out. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.